The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for 5 members of the Ugandan rebel group, the Lord's Resistance Army. Ugandan Army spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Shaban Bantariza tells VOA he understands that the court is targeting key figures of the Lord's Resistance Army, a group that has been terrorizing northern Ugandans for almost 2 decades. The Ugandan Army spokesman says if rebel leaders are isolated and captured, the group will likely fall apart. Lord's Resistance Army bases are also located in southern Sudan and recently in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Lieutenant Colonel Bantariza says the key to successful arrests is regional cooperation.
Well, it won't be easy, but it requires a lot of effort by all the stakeholders in the region. If everybody cooperates well, it should not be very difficult. We should be able to get there.
A United Nations official, American diplomat William Lacey Swing, told reporters Thursday that the Hague-based International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for 5 Lord's Resistance Army leaders. The names have not been made public by UN officials, but experts predict they likely will include LRA head Joseph Coyne and his deputy Vincent Oti. Lieutenant Colonel Bantariza says he is also waiting for the names. But the International Criminal Court has said nothing official on the subject. Spokesperson for the Office of the Prosecutor, Yves Sorokobi, says,
"No, I'm aware of those statements made by UN officials, but I cannot comment."
The International Criminal Court was set up several years ago to try individuals for genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. In December 2003, President Yoweri Museveni appealed to ICC Chief Prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo to investigate the situation in northern Uganda. The ICC launched its investigation some 7 months later. The Lord's Resistance Army has been abducting, mutilating, torturing, raping, and killing local residents since the late 1980s. More than 1.5 million people across the north have moved into camps guarded by the army. Human Rights Watch recently issued a report condemning the rebel brutality, but calling on the International Criminal Court to also investigate certain Ugandan army soldiers, who the group says have committed human rights abuses. According to the report, government soldiers rape, arbitrarily detain, beat, and kill people living in camps designed to protect residents against the rebels. In an earlier interview with VOA, the Uganda researcher at Human Rights Watch, Jamira Roan, said that many women are vulnerable to being raped by soldiers.
When they go out of the camp, they really do run a certain risk of being abused by Ugandan soldiers who just see them and take the opportunity because they know they can get away with it.
Lieutenant Colonel Shaban Bantariza had said 4 soldiers have been executed since 2002 for murdering civilians, 1 captain is in jail for deserting his post during a rebel attack, and 3 soldiers are currently being investigated for rape. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.